He's an introvert, interviewing strangers from the internet, knocking down the walls of his comfort zone, one conversation at a time. This is the Gary Cantrell Podcast.
The Gary Cantrell Podcast, June the 17th, 2020. Welcome back to another show. I am so glad that you're here. And I know my guest, Victoria, today is also going to be so glad that you're here. Break out of this box on Instagram. Go and follow her now. Check out some of her posts while you're listening. And we'll see what's what. Before we get into the chat with Victoria today, though, let's talk about my Patreon podcast producers. I love them to death. Caitlin at Caitlin Elise put three Y's in her name. Three times is awesome. Vanessa at Vanessa Ray's Journey. And Amanda at Mutz underscore and underscore Miles. Patreon.com/Gary Cantrell if you want to support the show. This is an awesome way to do it. 5 days early. You're going to get every Wednesday show 5 days early. Higher quality MP3. You also get 25% off the Hard Work Always Wins merch store. Guys, this is amazing. It's an amazing deal. Jump on now if you can. And if a monetary support is not quite your thing, you can support this show for absolutely free 99 by going to Apple Podcasts and leaving a review on your iPhone, iPad, MacBook, whatever you got that has Apple Podcasts or iTunes on it. Leaving a review, telling people why they should check out the show. What does it do for you? What's the value of it? All these things that actually makes a difference in this show being heard. So if you can help me out there, I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. All right, let's get Victoria on the horn right now. I've been talking with her since the fall of last year. Found each other on Instagram. Turns out we actually live locally. We were going to do this podcast in person, and I'm so bummed. COVID, you came and ruined yet something else that I was looking forward to. We've just been having a conversation back and forth for the last couple of months, and it was going to culminate in the month of April with us finally doing a podcast together in person. You know, the infamous Gary podcast at Starbucks. You remember those. But that's not quite how it happened, and we had to settle on a call, which is fine. And it was a great time talking with her. So without further ado, let's get her on the phone right now. I'm really looking forward to y'all checking this out. So let's do it. Victoria.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Now, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to keep your fingers crossed for me. Knock on any wood that you got. I did a podcast last week, and for some reason, the phone connection caught out. I was able to save it, and everything was fine, but I want all the positive vibes that this thing is going to go off without a hitch. Can you do that for me?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, it's so great to talk to you. I know that we've been talking for so long. You know, through text and Instagram. I mean, I want to say it goes back to what, like October, November, maybe somewhere in there?
Somewhere around there. Yeah. I know it was because of someone else I talked to beforehand about Planet Fitness. So I feel like it's around there because Planet Fitness was still open.
I know, right? Now, look, I kind of have like this rule where, you know, because I record these so far in advance, and I think your episode's going to be like mid-June, I usually don't reference like what day it is or what, you know, month it is. But I mean, we're kind of in unprecedented times right now, Victoria. Like, we don't know what's going on one day from the next. And so
yeah.
I kind of wanted to, maybe we'll just start out this conversation. We'll break away from the normal template. I know you've heard some of these podcasts, but tell me like how you're dealing with all this right now.
I'm taking it day by day.
Okay. I think that's the best you can do, right?
That's the best way you can do. I've tried to now, I now have more of a routine now that my distance learning has gotten more together.
Right. tell me about, like, you know, how much did you have to alter your routine? I mean, we've all had to make sacrifices, a lot of us working from home and things like that, and workouts, you know, now being done at home. But like, how much of a change was it to go from where you were what you were doing to what you're doing now?
I would say back when the gym was open, every afternoon after work, I go straight to the gym, go straight and do either lifting weights or doing the treadmill or doing whatever was open at 4 o'clock, I should say. And now I'm trying to get up early. I started today with a couple of my friends to do online workout in the morning, and it was pretty awesome. But then waking up early, there's just so many hours in the day left compared to when I went to like my job and everything else. Distance learning, like I keep going back to that, but it's totally different routine. So like I have students at certain hours of the day that I have one-on-one, but then there's more hours of the day that's open to exercise. So it depends on the day. I might dance or I might not be dancing. I might be Netflixing between students. So it's definitely a different routine.
Yeah. No. And you lived, if I remember correctly, you live like fairly close to your gym, right? Like almost walking distance, or is that, or something like that?
Yeah. You got that totally correct. And I now sometimes walk my dog to the gym and I just stare at my gym. And when I walk back, it's literally some days because the gym and like the dollar store is right there. So if we needed like a couple like cleaning supplies and stuff, I usually go and walk right there. But yes, yeah, I am walking distance.
No, I think because, you know, especially when you're, you know, on a journey, a fitness journey, a health journey, whatever you want to call it, weight loss, you know, the one of the greatest things is to have a gym that close. I mean, you know, a lot of people, they have to drive to their gym, you know, and it's kind of like it almost becomes like a hassle. Like they want to go, but then like, you know, there's like traffic or there's a lot of travel time. Like you have like the perfect situation where it's right there, but it's just not open.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. That's crazy.
It's killer. And now you just walk by and you see just like the mercy light on, like, I miss you.
Yeah, I think from where we're talking right now, we're at the end of April, and we've been kind of dealing with this now for a little bit over a month. So fair to say you're in a better spot now than you were, like, let's just say end of March?
Definitely.
I'm glad to hear that. I feel like I'm in the same boat. I just, you know, like for me, like that first like week when they like everything was like, you know, Tom Hanks came out, he had it, and then like there was the NBA player, and then like all this stuff started getting shut down. Like there was almost like this time where my brain just didn't really know what was going on. And then like a week later, it kind of like really hit me, and it took me weeks to recover. I mean, like at least 2 weeks just to mentally recover and not have a breakdown from this whole thing.
Yeah. And then trying to figure out what day it is. Now that I'm actually on a routine, I can tell you today is Monday, but before that, I don't know.
Well, yeah. And the thing too is like, you know, so what people don't know, but I'll tell them now, is like you and I, we're in the same general region. And so we actually had plans at the end of March, I want to say last week of March, to meet up and do this podcast in person, which, you know, as two people that were talking for so long, I was really looking forward to them. Like, oh, this will be awesome. We'll meet at the Starbucks. We'll do the podcast. It's going to be awesome. And then all this stuff comes. And just like those plans and every other plans we had, they're just right out the window. I mean, I had concert tickets now that are being postponed for a later date. I had an entire Tampa WrestleMania trip that got postponed. Like our whole lives have been turned upside down with this whole thing.
Yeah, it's craziness.
Oh my God. Yeah. So, and one of the things I definitely wanted to mention, you're a teacher.
Yes. Yes. So this is a whole nother crazy.
Well, that's a thing too. And obviously we, you know, we probably shouldn't go into like great detail about, you know, specific things you're doing with students, but like in a general broad sense, like how are students kind of reacting to this? And I believe you deal with younger children, so maybe they may not fully understand. I could be wrong, but like kind of how is all that going?
It's going pretty well. The first couple weeks I didn't really have responses, but now most of the students and their parents sometimes come online at their given time. I have a lot of like one-on-one times with students and a lot of whole groups. So compared to other people, I'm seeing my students a lot now. As long as our online Blackboard works, Fairfax and other school districts and all around the country's had issues. So, but it seems to be going well now. Knock on wood.
Well, that's good.
I hope it continues.
Yeah, I think it probably took a while for everybody to get their, you know, get their ducks in a row. Like, I even know my company, a lot of people were remote. I actually have to go in because a lot of the stuff I do is physical, but most of the company is remote. And so like the first week, it was just craziness. Like, oh my God, the VPN's down or the remote access is down. Like we can't get on. And then they finally got it like straightened within like 2 or 3 days, but it just took a little bit of time.
And patience.
Patience is what we need, Victoria. Patience is, it's one of my four pillars. It's one of the things that in life we all need, because especially at a time like now, like when we don't even know what's going to go on tomorrow, like we need all the patience we can get.
On the other side, talking about patience and stuff, I know our dogs have been patient with us while we're at work and everything else. And now they get to be with us all the time and go on. I know my dog's been on tons of walks. What about yours?
Oh, absolutely. He loves it. Like, I don't know. I think you and I were having this conversation, but it was just like, you know, what must our dogs be thinking now that they're getting so much more time with their human friends?
I don't know. But that's the thing I wonder about.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's craziness, but I love it. My favorite part of the day.
Yeah, I know. Getting them out there, getting them in that fresh air, and then the fresh air for us. And it's like, you know, we're on our own journey. So like we're getting some steps in, like it's all beneficial.
Yeah.
So what I was going to say was like, tell me about how you got into the teaching. Now, is that something that you've always wanted to do?
Yeah, I've always wanted to do that. My mom is actually a teacher. So like when I was younger, when the teachers had faculty meetings in the afternoon, like I was the older kid. So then I got to teach all the other teachers' kids and like played school with them while, yeah, while all the teachers are at a meeting. So I started at a young age that.
So you saw your mother teaching and you said, you know, this is really cool. This is something I wanted to get into. You never really had like aspirations for anything else?
I always wanted to be a teacher, but it did switch on like the type of teaching. So I started off wanting to be a teacher just like my mom. But as I grew and got older, I got more interested in like helping the students that were struggling more. So adaptive materials and different stuff with that. And that's how I ended up with my master's. I got my master's in special education. Not that long ago. But
that's
bad with dates.
Yeah, no, that right there really drew me in. When we started talking, that was one of the things that stood out to me a lot. I may have mentioned it here on the podcast, I don't know or not, but I was actually in special education for like 9 out of my 12 years in school, and I have a great appreciation for what folks like you are doing, because at least I know me, I was a little hellraiser when I was younger. I was a wild one. But the teachers were just so caring and they wanted really to see the best for me. I may not have seen that when I was younger, but now I just have a tremendous appreciation for all that you guys do.
Thank you. I enjoy it. And I'm sure all your teachers back in the day enjoyed you too.
I hope they did. I actually got in touch with my old music teacher because music is one of my favorite things. And we actually reconnected. We were almost going to meet up. And then like a few weeks later, all this stuff happened. So it's like you're and I's face-to-face podcast meeting got postponed. And then I was supposed to meet up with him and that got postponed. And I'm just like, oh my God, this whole thing has just like changed everything.
This blah. Well, you should invite him to the like quarantine Facebook group and they can have so much fun. The quarantine karaoke group. That is like my favorite pastime now. Just listening to people sing from their homes, different songs, and it's all kinds of music. Yeah. It goes from like pop to like rock to like oldies. Like I love it.
I don't think that we're connected on Facebook, but if you don't mind, maybe later we can get connected and you can send me some links to all this goodness that you're checking out.
Oh, definitely. I definitely will. it is lots of fun. That's one of my things that's getting me through this time is between like those people and then like all the different celebrities doing concerts and stuff right now. Like, I'm loving it. I can't live without the arts.
Oh my God. Speaking of that, I saw on Friday, Post Malone did it. I didn't see it until Sunday, but Post Malone did a concert where he did a tribute to Nirvana. And I have to say, as somebody who is like a diehard Nirvana fan, and I would tell you or anybody else, if it was bad, I would say, you know what? I don't think that was the best representation of Nirvana, but let me tell you, and I'll tell the listeners, when I heard this, I thought this was absolutely tremendous. I recorded the whole thing, so I have it saved on my Apple Music so I can go back and relive it. I think it's a great time for the arts, for music, for everything, because people are getting more creative.
Yeah, I love it. Between like him doing covers of that, there's all kinds of like different like Broadway plays that are going live. Like, there's so much going on right now. And then like comedy shows. I was supposed to go to a comedy show that got postponed, and now that he's on Instagram like every 2 days is doing jokes on Instagram for free. He's like, "Sup guys?" I'm like, yes.
Who is that?
Godfrey.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of him. Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of him before. Like, he's kind of newer to me, but I saw him with Tiffany Haddish, which would be my last, like, I guess, outing before the quarantine.
Right.
Because she was at the casinos in Maryland. I think that's what it is. But he was one of the opening people that just kind of introduced everyone, and I loved him. And then after that, we were just going to go see him live, where he was the main person. But obviously that didn't happen, but it's okay.
Where was he going to play at?
He was supposed to play in North Carolina.
Oh, wow. That's quite a hike.
Maybe not that far. Well, I guess we're in the same area. It's not that far.
No, I love the travel. I was just saying, wow, that's, I could tell you're a big fan, because that's a pretty big commitment to go see a live act that far out of state. I'm like, that's awesome. I would do that, but only for somebody I was really, a really big, you know, big into.
Oh, I think he's hilarious. And the other person that got postponed, which hopefully, I don't know how this thing will go. She's been... They like reschedule her for July, but Ali Wong, do you know who she is?
I've heard of her. Yeah, I think she has a couple Netflix specials.
Yes, but she's hilarious too.
Yeah, no, I've heard of her. So you like to go to a lot of comedy shows?
Some, yes, no, kind of. I feel like lately I'm using the comedy just to like calm myself.
Yeah. That's fair. But, you know, the thing, too, is like, you know, all these people are they're getting more creative. They're going live. They're really delivering, you know, all the stuff to our homes, which I think is awesome. The one thing I worry about, though, is, you know, once all this is said and done, if it, you know, whatever that is, whatever the new normal is, you know, is it going to distance us further? Because, you know, when I think of like when we're kids, we're not too far in age. But when I think back, like as a kid, you know, we didn't have all the cell phones and a lot of the high-tech video games like the Xbox Ones and the PS4s where you could spend hours on them. And so we're outside running around with our friends. And then, you know, kind of in our adult years, it's like, okay, now we have phones. People don't really want to call each other. They'd rather text. And we have social media. And so I wonder, will this have a potentially an adverse effect to where it's going to keep us even further apart? That's the one thing I do worry about. Where are you at with that?
Well, I think with that, I'm dying to go switching to arts, but different. I'm dying to go to a baseball game and just be with all the people and the crowds cheering together. Like, it's different. Like, you can watch, like, Like, I watched the football stuff where everyone, where they had the new people on the team, and I would love to be, like, at a bar with tons of people shouting together. Like, doing it for Zoom is one thing, but I want to be around the people more, if that makes sense.
No, it makes complete sense. I'm with you. Like, I err on the side of I want to be out there. I want to be in the moment. I want to be with the people. Like, all that sounds great to me, but for the people that are kind of like, you know, they rather keep their distance, is this going to make people want to be further distant with folks? And is it going to be harder to, you know, make those in-person connections? That's the only thing I'm concerned about.
I think it depends on how long this lasts, but after a while that most people will want to be around people again if this continues on. But I guess the people that are more concerned with it, that they might run away from me when I try to hug them in the future.
No, I agree. I think there will be definitely some pent up demand to want to run out and do all the things. And that I'm in that camp. I'll be at the Burke Lake Parks and the Lake Accotinks and all, you know, going around, going to the baseball games, going to concerts. I'm in that boat, but I definitely think, you know, I feel like the people that are more outgoing, they're going to want to get out even more. And then the people who are more, you know, wanting to stay in, I think they're going to maybe potentially stay in even more. We'll have to wait and see. My own mother, I go to see her and we go do a walk now once a week. And like, I'm not even allowed to hug her. That's what she said. She said, I will love you from afar. No hugging, nothing. Like, you got to keep your social distance. And I'm like, wow, that's crazy.
That's craziness. But then I see that I have a couple of cousins that live near me, and I haven't hugged them either. We just have done air hugs. That's what we've done lately.
Yeah. I understand it, but I just, you know, it's just also weird too.
Yeah. But I guess it's on the other side. I see them because they say that I go out more often, because you see that I will go walk to the dollar store. Like my grocery store right now that I go to is Food Lion. And it's not because it's better prices or anything, but it's less people. So
yeah.
I feel more safe.
Oh, yeah. No, you got to definitely stay safe out there. Anytime you can go to a less crowded area, it's like, okay, Wegmans or Food Lion. I'm going to go with Food Lion every time.
Wegmans around here is crazy. It reminds me of Black Friday. Like, I don't know if it's been it this week, but when I tried last week, I was like, nope, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going.
I've been to that Wegmans a few times, and it's wild in there.
Especially right now.
Yeah, yeah. I've gone there like after work or after the gym around this time of the day, and it is not a place you necessarily want to be if you're trying to stay away from a lot of people.
But on the other side of things, since we've had and we've learned how to use technology to connect to people more, I'm loving the use of Zoom, like, because then I can talk to like family members, like college people, friends from back then, different like gyms that are not even the gym I'm a part of are doing free fitness like things online,
right?
And I love it.
Yes, the Zoom is a lot of fun. I've partaken in a couple of Zoom calls, so I do enjoy that. You know, FaceTime has definitely become more used a lot now. I love these things. I mean, I'm a big advocate of technology. So if you're like, Gary, you need to use all the technology, especially now, like, I'm in. You don't have to fight me for that. I'm definitely wanting to do it. So I'm all about it. But, you know, we're talking about this area and how crazy it is. And, you know, you live here, I live here. But what I wanted to know was, like, have you always been in this area, or, you know, were you born somewhere else, or like, what's your kind of background with this area?
My parents are not too far away. My parents are in Luray, Virginia.
Okay.
Like Little Luray Caverns.
I haven't been there since I was a kid.
Oh, it's the best. The best in the summertime because it's so cold.
Yes. I need to get back there. But okay, so you were born there.
Well, kind of, because their hospital doesn't do that kind of thing. I was born in Harrisonburg, which is basically just like an hour up, go on to 81 where JMU is and all that.
Yeah. I haven't been down there in so long, that area. That's way out. I mean, it seems like way out there from up here. So down there, and what was your childhood like and all that?
Well, when you were talking about playing outside, all I can think about is comparing childhood to like now is like, we get on the computer and you'd like load a website and then you go play outside for an hour because the dial up was so slow.
Did you have AOL?
That's odd. Oh yeah. We had, Instant Messenger. Oh my gosh. That was the best. Put on my messenger. I'll be back once it downloads. Bye.
Yeah. The AIM, that was pretty wild.
Oh my gosh. I love that. I think there's like some Netflix show I was watching that was doing something similar to that. And I was like, oh, this is going back to my teenage years.
Yeah, those were the times learning about dial-up internet. I remember the first time I jumped on AOL and I discovered chat rooms. That was like a whole new world to me.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And they have chat rooms for everything. I remember I was like, I loved American Idol back then. There was like an American Idol chat room, like way back, like the first one where Kelly Clarkson won. And everyone was like in love with Thom. I don't remember who came in second. I think it was Justin something. And they're like, Justin needs to win. And now I think he's only in like the Coca-Cola commercials, I think, if I'm correct.
I think so, yeah.
Where Kelly does so much, which I like Justin too. Nothing, no beef to him. I just think back to that with AOL. That's what I think about. But that was like my first time talking to like strangers, where now you have like Facebook and Instagram and whatever else there is. There's probably more. Oh, Twitter. I'm forgetting Twitter.
Twitter. I don't know. I rarely use Twitter anymore. I don't know where you're at with the Twitter. Facebook and Instagram are like Instagram number one, Facebook number two for me.
I would agree with that. Twitter, I would say, is more where I find like funny memes at and I laugh at them. My niece is more into the Twitter thing, so she'll sit there and she'll like tag me in memes that she knows that I will think is funny. So.
Yeah, Twitter, I think, had its day. Like, for me, it was, like, probably, like, 7 or 8 years ago where Twitter seemed to me, like, really active, and that's where I spent a lot of my time. And then after a while, it just kind of, like, died down a little bit. But, you know, Facebook and Instagram and then Reddit, I got them on there a lot reading all kinds of stuff.
Ooh. I like Reddit for finding things that are, like, different sports stuff. I've watched online sports stuff from Reddit, and then the freebies. Like, I like to go on the freebies, and they'll be like, oh, this week there's a free coffee at Chick-fil-A. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to Chick-fil-A this week.
So wait a minute. They have a subreddit that tells you everything that's free with all these different companies?
Yeah. Have you not used this before? This is like my go-to. I check it in the morning. Oh. Like, what is free this week?
No, I've never, like, I'm on Reddit every day. My wife's like, oh, are you on Reddit? Yep, I am on Reddit, but I do not know about this subreddit. Okay, you're going to have to link me up on that one when we get off of here.
You need it. There's so many good things on that. I don't even know why I got to that at one point. I guess one day I was looking up how to get free things, and that's what I ended up on Reddit. I'm like, ooh, free coffee, free soup? Okay, I will go here.
I normally am on Reddit either for wrestling fans yelling at each other, which is what I used to do in those chat rooms in AOL back in the day, or Northern Virginia. There's a subreddit specifically for Northern Virginia, and so there's all kinds of interesting little things on there as well.
Ah, I haven't been on that one, so I'll have to take a look. And when you talk about wrestling, I was trying to think. Do you have Netflix?
I do.
Have you watched I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was a Netflix movie about a wrestler, like a woman wrestler. But I loved it, but I'm blanking on the name. I've honestly watched so much Netflix lately that I don't know what it's called.
Are you talking about Glow, the series Glow?
I don't think so. Now I'm going to have to like, no, it wasn't a series, it was a movie.
Okay.
No, it had. I think it had The Rock like in it for a second, or did something with it. Something. It was something about a family.
Fighting with My Family.
Yeah, I love that one.
I saw that in the movie theater, and I really enjoyed that. So that's based on the wrestler Paige and her family, who are from the UK, and how her brother wanted to get into it, but he didn't quite make it. But she made it, and she had an interaction with The Rock, and it was a great movie.
I loved it. That's probably one of my, like, during the quarantine, one of the movies I've watched that I really liked.
I actually didn't know that was on Netflix. I'm going to have to go back and rewatch it because I haven't seen it since I've seen it in the theater.
Oh, you need to, because it's wonderful.
Well, you should check out Glow, because that was a pretty good series. I think they're going to come back with maybe one more season, but it was, I want to say it's 3 seasons now. It's really good.
Okay. I'm going to put it on my list. We're always looking for something new for Netflix. And I've honestly,
No, and I
watched a lot.
Yeah, no, I was just gonna say because I know people they like, oh, Gary's he's in all that wrestling stuff. You actually don't need to be a big wrestling fan to watch GLOW. GLOW is can be it can be for anybody really. Other than that, I was telling you about the Ozark show. That was the last like really good thing I saw on Netflix.
I still have not watched that yet. I'm slacking.
Oh, it's all good. Something tells me that all of us have a lot of time on our hands to watch these things.
Yeah, we'll get them done. Or we'll end up rewatching a show that we've already watched.
I've done that before, too. I watched, God, this was like a month ago almost, but I watched this The Circle. It was like this social media reality show thing. That was pretty wild.
I have not watched that one yet. That's like on my list. My husband and I started watching like the Too Hot to Handle one, and it just literally reminds me of The Bachelor. That's what it like. And so I know someone listening to this probably likes the show, and there's nothing against it. It just moves the same way that every episode kind of seems similar. So I'm like, okay, let's get to the point. Do they get the money or do they not get the money? Are they going to kiss? Are they going to break the rules? Like, let's get, I don't know. That's where I'm at. But I will finish it though. I'm one of those that I will watch it all, even if I don't know if I totally love it or not. I kind of wait to see until the end. They might surprise me.
Fair enough. Now, I haven't seen that yet, but The Circle is a pretty wild watch. Now, with your husband, like, are you guys interested in a lot of the same shows, or do you like different stuff? Because my wife and I, like, we come together on some stuff, but other stuff, we're just, like, vastly apart when it comes to TV preferences.
I would say that we're the same. There's some things we both enjoy, and some things are like, eh, I don't know about that. Like, he would say watches more sports than I do. Like, I love live sports, but I don't really listen to the people talk about the sports
right
that often. Unless it's around this time where they're getting new people on the team. I did listen to it then, because I'm like, I want this person on my team. But most of the time. But he likes, like, the blue... The ones we like watched together, Blue Bloods, which I'll be honest, I didn't watch it before being Muslim, so I was kind of behind on the whole family, but I've grown to love it. I like that one.
That's a good.
Blacklist.
One.
I love 9-1-1. That's the one I've got him into. That he's so. He likes the like spinoff one in Texas better than the regular one, though, I believe. Trying to think what else. I don't know. We watch a lot, but I would say I don't have live TV. We watch it all a couple of days after on Hulu.
There's nothing wrong with that. So you're a cord cutter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I am.
That's a good spot
saving
to be
that
in.
Money. Saving that money. The last time I visit my parents, like, they still have cable, but if you sit there and watch it, it's no offense to anyone that has cable, but there's so many commercials. Like, that's all I felt like it was. I was trying to watch Harry Potter, and I was like, oh my gosh, Mom, I said it's 5 hours long. Is it more than one? She's like, it's one. I was like, ew, that many commercials. Why?
Yeah, there's just not a lot of good stuff on cable. And actually, the only reason I still have mine, I actually have satellite, but the only reason I still have it is because the price, I got it, I negotiated it so low to where it's about equivalent to what I would pay for cutting the cord.
And you get to watch that stuff live. It's good.
Yeah, there's just something about having that live stuff. I mean, one of these days, you know, the price is going to get too high, and I'm going to say, okay, we're going to cut the cord now. But, I mean, most of the stuff I watch, it actually drives my wife nuts, but most of the stuff I watch is on YouTube. Like, I'm always watching, like, tech videos or travel vlogs or, you know, whatever it is. I'm always on YouTube.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. YouTube has some good stuff.
Yeah, and I've also learned a lot on there, too.
When you watch it on YouTube, do you like use it like a connector that's connected to your TV?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Do you have a smart TV?
I have a smart TV, but I have a Fire Stick, Amazon Fire Stick, which is one of the cheapest and probably most highest powered devices you can get, and they have a YouTube app built in. So I'm on that app just scrolling through.
Ah, nice. I was like, we have like a long attach piece, so, like, when we use his Xbox, it has the YouTube app, but if we use one of our, like, the TV in the bedroom, we have to connect it, like a laptop.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, so you just plug it in, like, HDMI.
Yep, you got it. I'm old school, so another exercise, I've gone so off topic with this, is I have a Wii, so, like, I like to do my Wii dance, but to plug in the like laptop over there. You have to unplug one of the Wii pieces, but I love it.
So you're still rocking the Wii with the Wii Fit or the exercise.
I am. I do in the I have a lot of the different Zumba ones and just dance. I also love to do like Mario Kart because I never finished my story how it ended up here, but before I got in the teaching position I'm in now, I used to babysit in Sterling and the kids were obsessed with Mario Kart. Like that was their favorite thing to do in the afternoon.
Right.
So they're the ones that actually got me, like I played Mario Kart before the Wii. Like I feel like maybe on Nintendo, unless I'm dreaming. I might be confusing a game. Something similar.
No, it's been on Nintendo. But I think it was on like Nintendo 64, maybe even Super Nintendo. It goes back pretty far.
It's one of them, but that's like the first time I played it in a while. I was like, oh my gosh, I love this. And then it ended up being one of the tax seasons before back. I got a Wii U, which I know is out of things now that there's a new one. That everyone's playing the animal game, and I'm jealous. And one day I will upgrade, but today is not that day.
Well, even if you wanted to, you couldn't find them anywhere. They're sold out like everywhere.
Oh my gosh, yes! For like the newest one, it's sold out everywhere. In the game that I've seen nonstop. Oh, it's what is it called? I don't know. It's
Animal
like the
Crossing.
Little animal that's all I see on like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I'm like, what is this game? And I'm going to be behind, so eventually I'll get it. I'll be like, I'm playing. Everyone's going to be like, I'm on a farther level than you. Like, it's okay.
Yeah. I used to have a Switch a while back, but I ended up selling it because I don't know. To me, the graphics weren't as good as like an Xbox or a PS4. So I was like, I just enjoyed the graphics of the other stuff more. So I had to let it go. But my wife still has one, and she's always on that thing.
Oh. Well, the systems are great. I'm just saying, I'm still with my Wii, but I like it. But when you talk about systems, the first system, I'm still off topic today, but the first system I remember having is my sister had the PlayStation 1.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love playing on that. There was like a car racing game. I don't know what it's called, but Rayman was one of them. And I've tried to find a Rayman game that would work for Xbox or my Wii that was similar to like the first game I played as a kid, and I have yet to find one that I like.
Yeah, the racing games, I'm very picky about those. It has to have the right, you know, functions. Like I know on Xbox, if you go like Forza, those are really good racing games. The graphics are really nice and they just play very smoothly. So that would be my recommendation on Xbox for you.
Okay. Good to know. Whenever the stores reopen again, I will go in the search in the used section to find one.
Yeah, no, GameStop, they'll probably hook it up once they reopen. They'll probably have all kinds of stuff in there.
Yes, I love GameStop.
I have not been in there in a while, but I know that they were trying to stay open for the longest time until they finally ended up shutting down for a little bit.
I know. I think they're still doing it online, but I like to just go through the used section and just find a hidden treat. That's how I ended up. You can ask anyone, and I'm going back to the Wii, I have like all the Just Dances, except for like the most recent ones, but right. I have them all because I just switch around. It depends on the mood and what I want to dance to and what I'm doing. And if I get someone else to dance with me, then there's different choices.
Right. Well, at least you got some variety.
Yeah. They get to pick. There's like rap. There's like the greatest hits of 2017. I think there's like a Britney Spears one.
Oh, man. They have any boy band ones in there?
I think like the 2016 one or whenever the One Direction was big, there's like one that has One Direction and NSYNC and Backstreet Boys, like all those goodies on it.
That would be right up my alley.
See, you could dance and sing. There you go. Triple or double threat. I would say triple threat. I think if you could do both and move around, I'd say triple. Just
yeah.
One more.
No, that would be right up my alley, and you know, you get a workout at the same time. I mean, it sounds like a win-win to me.
I enjoy it. I don't know if my neighbors below me enjoy it, but I enjoy it.
Oh, so you're on like you're on one of the upper floors.
Well, I'm on the top floor, and I'm telling you, my neighbor probably, as I said, because I worked out with my friend this morning at 7, they're probably like, why is she up at 7 o'clock in the morning? Why?
You're lucky. I tried to do a workout, like a cardio workout in my living room. I'm on the top floor, and I had a neighbor knocking at my door, and I was like, okay, never again. And so now I just do strictly yoga in the house, but that was not fun because I had like maybe 2 or 3 days where I was going hard and I was getting that sweat in, and then knock, knock, knock. And I said, oh, damn it. I'm out of luck now.
Well, then you have to do it at a later time, Gary, or do it on, like, if you have a porch. I don't know. My porch makes noises because it's old. I don't know how yours.
No, I bet it would make noise because it's like cement, but like, I feel like if you did enough stomping on it or like going crazy, it would rumble below. But no, I was doing these like in the afternoon, like, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock for a while. And I was like, well, that seems like an okay time. I mean, hell, I've had neighbors that have made way more noise than that, and I never said a peep.
Same.
Yeah.
That's craziness. Well, I'm thinking, if my neighbors ever listen to this, thank you for never knocking. But do knock if you need to. Like, I know sometimes I am loud.
But hey, you're getting those workouts in, and all is good in the world.
Yep.
So tell me about that. Yeah. Tell me your background on, you know, kind of your fitness journey. When did things become an issue? When did you decide you wanted to do something? Like, tell me a little bit about that background.
Well, I think I've always been bigger. I remember being like in elementary school where there was like a science thing, I guess, for doing by weight. And I was the same weight as like the biggest guy. And I was like, oh, great.
Right.
That was like in seventh grade. But I think I just kind of rolled with it. I was like a little music band person. And if you're in the music band like community in like high school, and well, where I'm from, there wasn't middle school. So you went from elementary to high school. They have a middle school now, but off topic. But band and music people are very welcoming no matter what your size is. I think it got more where I was trying to lose weight in college because I wanted, I guess, to, it wasn't for myself, it was to impress people.
Right.
And then as I went on, I was like, I shouldn't have to impress people. I should just be myself. So I kind of went back and forth in college. Sometimes I would like work out, but then I went to Radford University. It basically where the gym was on campus, it was like walking distance from the Chick-fil-A. So my friends and I would we'd work out for a while and then we'd eat Chick-fil-A. So we weren't really, I don't think, really helping ourselves.
You were kind of breaking even.
Yeah, basically. But then I didn't really gain that much weight from it or lose weight. So I was kind of, like you said, breaking even. And then when I struggled more so when I started student teaching, because I student taught in fourth grade and they were more sitting down and didn't do as much. But then my second semester, I student taught in kindergarten. Like, oh my gosh, they're nonstop moving. They're like here, there, everywhere. I was like, oh my gosh. But yeah, I think around there is when I actually added more exercise in the first time around. And then I also was doing Weight Watchers. And the Weight Watchers group down there in Southern Virginia, I was the youngest one. It was like all these little old ladies. Oh my gosh, they were the best ever. I love going to the meetings just to talk to them about their like husbands and their grandchildren. Like, I loved it. I became like their grandchild until I graduated. But oh my gosh, I think that was when I was like losing the most weight because I had that community of like people around me. And then once I graduated, I didn't want to pay for Weight Watchers anymore. Which, nothing wrong with people that use Weight Watchers. I liked it a lot. I liked the community part of it, talking to people and making new friends. I'm very open about stuff. I don't really care what your age were.
Yeah.
But right now, Weight Watchers is all online. That's why I'm not a part of it and haven't been for a while. But it is such a great community.
Right.
But around then, I think the lowest weight I got down, like in college, was like 210-ish. But then the stress of when you graduate and then you have to get a job and you have to find somewhere to live and all that coming at you.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't help me. So there went my weight back on up. And then my first year out of college, I was actually a kindergarten teacher at a private school. And since we live close, you could probably think about around this area, there's a private school. But anyway, I taught there for a while, but then I didn't really love the resources and stuff they gave families with students that had difficulties. So I only stayed there a little while, and I left and ended up going to George Mason to get my master's in special education. So I stayed in the same career, but this switched the route a little bit.
Yeah.
And while at George Mason, I would say I drank so much Starbucks that my weight just continued up.
Yeah.
I love Starbucks. Which, talking about that, I think I've only been, I think the last time I was supposed to go to Starbucks was with you for a meeting. So I don't think I've had Starbucks since the beginning of March. Whoa. I'm losing a little bit. But, I would say after that, I kind of just stayed in the same weight a little bit, like between 230 and like 260. And I ended up being, while I was at George Mason, like an assistant in another school system around here, like a special ed assistant. So I wasn't like a full-time teacher, so I could actually get through school and not super stressed. And I try to lose weight, and then I keep going back to the Starbucks. The thing that helped me like last year was I started doing I'm pretty sure you probably know about the diet bets.
Yes.
Yes. And those, the community there is similar to, I guess, my Weight Watchers, and online is having all those people working on the same thing and doing different challenges, and I loved it. And it worked very well until I'm really bad for things when it's the same thing, I get bored of it. So I was like losing. And I'm like, I don't really want to do this anymore. It's time to switch it up.
Yeah. No, it's time. Yeah. It's time to switch it up. So you did the diet bets, and did you see some success with those? Did those help you or?
Yes and no. The ones that were like had people active in it and actually were like, oh, I worked out. That, like, post a picture of you worked out. I'm like, oh, sweet. Then I would do it. Those I love. But then some of them are not as active. So I'm like, I'm just paying money for nothing. No one's talking. I'm like, this is like, I can use Instagram to do the same thing. So it's kind of like hit or miss. And it's nothing against anyone doing it, especially like right now. Like, the world is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, right now. I don't think you should stress about losing the weight right now. I'll be honest, though, I am in one right now, but it wasn't for the fact of, like, that. Is this person always posts on it different workouts and stuff, and I like the idea of trying a new workout each week. It's kind of where I'm at right now. I'm like, I'm going to try this, but I'm not focused on, I must lose the weight by this time. It's not going to happen. We're not doing as, or at least I'm not doing as hard as workouts anymore. I'm sweating, but I'm not as much as I was on the Stairmaster. Like, I could run up and down my steps, but my neighbors haven't yelled at me yet, so I don't want to do that. Maybe I go to another apartment in my complex and go up and down the steps. They don't know where I live.
There you go. I like where your head's at on that.
But it wouldn't work out all the way, Gary. I had the only white dog. Like, my dog is a small dog in the community. They would know. Then maybe not. So I get to the far, far end of the apartment complex and go up and down, up and down. Might try it.
Or if there's another apartment complex near you, just go to a different complex and create all kinds of ruckus over there.
Oh my gosh. It'd be like the call on the emergency number. Who is this? What is this person doing? They're not even Uber Eats in me. Like, what are they doing? They're just going up and down, up and down. Gary, I am too close to the police station. Someone will call. Really crazy lady.
Well, hey, we got to get our steps in. We got to get that workout in some way. So we got to just do what we got to do.
True that.
So, I mean, but to your point, I mean, it's like, you know, because of the times we're in, it's like, you know, it's okay to not be going 100 miles an hour. You know, it's not like we're completely giving up on things. We're just kind of, you know, maybe slowing down, putting the brakes on just a little bit. Now, some people might say this is the wrong time to do that. That may be their personal goals, but I say, you know, you kind of just follow your heart with that stuff. And if you're not, if you're not in the mode where you're feeling it, you know, it's not, it's perfectly okay to slow down a little bit. You're not completely stopping. You're just going a little bit slower. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay. And great comes fast. It's always a journey.
That's right.
That's how I see it. I used to be like, I'm going to lose this amount of weight in this time. And now I'm just like, my husband says, he was like, I met you at 250. You're not 250 anymore. You're ranging. You were 220 before the quarantine and you range between 220 and 230 now, but you still have lost 20 pounds and you've kept it off. So there you go.
Yeah. I mean, that's awesome. You know, I mean, that's, you know, you got to look at all the things and just kind of see where you're at and go from there and just kind of, you know, I mean, right now, all we can do is just take it one day at a time. So, you know, we can set some goals, we can execute on those goals, but we just got to take it one day at a time and see where things are going.
I will say on the other side, kind of going towards this, is as a teacher, I would not always drink all my water because it's hard to find someone to cover my classroom to go to the bathroom. And now I definitely drink all the water and I'm very hydrated. So I'm hopeful that maybe after, if we have school in the fall or whenever we go back next, that I can find people to come into my classroom so I could continue drinking all this water.
That has got to be a hard thing though. Like, you know, because it's your class, you gotta take care of it. But like, yeah. Like how do you stay, like before that, were you just not drinking enough water? Was that pretty much what it was?
I drank my water, but I had certain days at certain times that people would come in. So if like that person was sick, I'd be like, oh no. So I'd have to send like, I'd have to go to the classroom next door to me and like knock on my door until someone came and be like, can you cover my class for a second? But how our school is, the bathrooms are not even close to my room. So I'd have to like the teacher bathrooms. I have to go like run. And if someone's in there, I'm like, no, I need it right now. So that's how I got all my steps. I thought about it. I was like, why did I always have like 15,000 steps? It's probably because I was running going, I need to get back to my classroom fast. Let me go. Oh no, this bathroom's taken. Let me go to the other one. Oh, this one's taken. Oh no, let me go back to this one. Just me running around in a circle.
Oh my God. How many times during a day? I mean, I don't want to get too personal, but like how many times in a day while you're teaching, would you find yourself needing to excuse yourself?
I would say I always did it before buses, so I wouldn't have someone then. And then around everyone's like lunchtime, so like around noon, and then like right before buses. Like I could usually do it like those three times, and I could usually find someone to cover my class around those times, or before buses is fine, before kids are even there. But
yeah,
it depends on the day.
Well, it's like I have a 35-mile drive home, so like I know.
I know.
So I'm like for the last hour at work, do not drink any water. Power drink like all day, but like from 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, which is when I used to get off, I just will not drink anything for that last hour.
I don't blame you. The traffic around here, well, during the normal time, is crazy. Like the bridge where I live at, like if you don't get there before 4 o'clock, it backs up like way, way beyond the Wegmans all the way to like where the Walmart is. I'm like, no.
Oh my God. Now coming home, like when you're coming home, do you have to, come from 28 or are you mainly on the other road?
I'm on the other road. I'm not on 28.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't want to get specific there, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm on the other road, but I can, if you're on 28, I can see you a bridge above looking, going, ew, look at all that traffic. Which, going off topic, is we looked at moving to different apartments, and then some of them I've looked at, and I'm like, oh, this is really nice in Ashburn. I really like this. And then I think about the traffic in the afternoon. I'm like, oh no, the 28 looks open here, but once it hits like where the toll road is, it's probably dead. It'd be like all the cars stopped there. I'm like, oh, I don't know if I want to move.
Well, that's one of the things I was going to say. Cause like, I know your exit and like, as far as like, if you're coming 28 going towards 66, and I know we're getting really specific, we're probably losing people here, but follow me.
Oh,
here.
Well.
Like, yeah. the thing is, it's like, if I need to get off at your exit, like when I used to go to the gym near your place, like that exit in particular, because it's like the last one before 66, there's just so many cars on there. Like, you could literally sit on the exit waiting to get off to go onto that road for like 10 or 15 minutes. And then when you finally get on said road to go up the next block or two to make a left into that shopping center, like, I mean, that's like a whole 20-minute ordeal from 28 to getting to that Planet Fitness. It would be like a 20-minute ordeal. And that's like, what, a quarter of a mile, if that? Like, it's just, that's mind-blowing.
That area is chaos. That's all I can say. It's chaos.
Yeah, because I know like a month ago before all this stuff, a buddy of mine, he is opening up the new Funland in that shopping center. And yeah, they bought it from somebody else, and he's a great guy, and they run a great place down in Fredericksburg, so they're doing it again, but in your neck of the woods. And I know, like, leaving the gym by my job, going down 28 was not the problem. It was once I got on that exit, I was sitting there for like 20 minutes. And he was like, dude, I thought you were going to be here in like 15 minutes. I'm like, oh yeah, but I totally forgot, like, how crazy it is coming off this exit.
But maybe, since we've had all this time and people are not on the roads, that other bridge they're building, it's looking pretty nice. I don't know if they'll have both bridges open, but the one that's closer to the park, yeah, maybe they'll take traffic away. That'll be the bridge I'll be taking, honestly, because it's a easier cut, and I always park behind the Planet Fitness when I go straight from work to Planet Fitness. So yeah,
I can tell you this, like, I almost, like, when I drive by there now, there's like nobody there. Like, I'm almost tempted just to get off on your exit and just make a loop around and get back on 28, just to say that I was able to get off on that exit with no problem.
It's
the little things, Victoria. It's the little victories. It's like, you know, I almost want to get off on the exit and then like make a U-turn and get back on just to say I did.
Just to say you made it. Do it. No traffic. But I will say around here, everyone, like, there's not traffic now, obviously, but that area, like, around 4 o'clock, people are still, like, they drop down to that 35, like, 25, because I guess their mindset is in earlier on this year. They're like, this is the traffic. I'm like, there's no one on the road but us. Why are we going so slow? It's 45, my dear.
Right.
45.
Oh, my God. It's crazy. Does that Planet Fitness still get like super busy?
I would say it always is busy. Like, the time that I was going was 4 o'clock. And if I get there right at 3:55, 4 o'clock, I could get myself a Stairmaster.
Yeah.
But if I got there like 4:02, they'd be all taken. I'm like, no. So then I had to go do something else, which for me, I had to do it where I was working out right after work, because even though I'm walking distance, once I got home, I'm like, oh, my dog, I must snuggle you. Oh, I must do this. And I would procrastinate and not go. So I had a whole thing going. I go right after work and it would be busy, but then everyone's doing their own thing. Like, they don't care what you're doing. They're all, their mindset's on working out to better their health. So I never had any issues. Like, people would clean off their machines and we'd move on. And I don't know, I liked it then. It seems like for some people, like, first starting out, it might seem, I guess, scary because there's so many people, but everyone's all in their zone.
Right.
But,
well, when these things open back up, I'm going to definitely have to hit you up. I'm like, yo, let's go catch a workout.
Let's do it. And it's either going to be tons of people or not many people, depending on what you think, what you said earlier. It could be either way.
I know, it could go one of two ways, and we'll see. I'll be interested, because that's where I got my start. I'm gonna be interested to go back in there and see what the vibe is like in there.
Same. Well, that's not where I began my start, but my start here in this area, I've loved it. I've been a Planet Fitness member since January of last year.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
Yep.
So, one of the other things I wanted to ask you about here before we wrap it up. So Instagram, this is actually where we meet. This is where a lot of people found this podcast from. How did you get on there in terms of sharing your journey? Like, what made you decide, like, I'm going to share my journey on Instagram?
Oh, why did I share my journey on Instagram? well, I have my, like, personal Instagram, because I keep them separate, because That's just where I am right now. Eventually, I will probably have more family members and such on this one, but right. not yet. I have, like, the close family members that, like, my mom, my husband, and all of them on it. But I followed all kinds of different fitness people, like Fat Girl Set Up, and, like, I don't even know, like, all the names, but I just, Lexi's is one I'm thinking of on my other Instagram.
Yep.
And she just kept posting all kinds of positive things, and I'm like, oh, I love this. But at the same time, I kind of, at that point, wanted to separate, like, my friends' pictures and, like, all the inspiring fitness pictures that I kind of just wanted its own place, kind of putting in my mind, separating it, so then I can look at, if that makes sense at all.
That actually makes a lot of sense, and that's the first time I've ever, like, heard anybody actually say that, but that makes a ton of sense. Like, yeah, I just want to separate it,
and this is where I just feel like it's easier for me, because I can see tons, like, on my breakout of this box, like, Instagram, I can see all the different, like, healthy foods and all people working out and all these different things that inspires me. And then on my, like, one, my personal one, I see all, like, the baby pictures of my grandnephew and, like, all these people. I don't know. That's just how I wanted it separate, just to organize in my brain, just how, like, right now, where I do my distance learning is in one bedroom or in the guest bedroom. And when I'm done, I don't go back into that room until the next day normally.
Right.
This is how I separate things in my mind. But I think I started, like, I don't even know, my first post. I posted more lately because I've had more time on my fitness Instagram, quote unquote. But I think I started because of maybe the diabetes. Maybe. I don't know. Now, okay. I don't even know. Go ahead.
Now, I was going to say, tell me about this box that you're trying to break out of. Like, how do you come on that name? What's the meaning behind it? I'm riveted. It's such a cool name. I want to know more about it.
Oh my gosh, you're gonna crack up about it though. Do you know the Cheetah Girls?
I've heard the name, yeah.
Oh my gosh, so it's a Disney movie. But it's it's one of those Disney DQ movies. But they have a song that's called Break Out of This Box, and it's talking about breaking out of, like, what people put you in. They're like, oh, you were this way. You're never going to change, blah, 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 blah. So you're breaking out of the box. So, like, for me, I've always been the bigger fat girl. So I want to break out of that mindset. I'm me. Like, don't put me in a box as that. I'm my own person.
No, I love that. I think that's awesome.
Yeah. But I got it all starting out with that Cheetah Girls song. Cheetah Girls, the first one. First movie. If you guys have Disney Plus, they have all of them online now.
Oh my goodness. I do actually have Disney Plus. It's not for me. It's mainly for my wife and her friends, but I don't know. I found a couple of movies on there I like, but
there's some goodies. You can watch The Look of the Irish and all those old school ones.
I heard they had the Mighty Ducks on there. I need to go back and watch those.
The Mighty Ducks is supposed to be coming a TV show. Maybe after the quarantine, they'll finish. They started filming, I think. We're going off topic again. I'm sorry.
No, but you're fine.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if you can hear the banging, but my dog is, like, banging at the door.
No, actually, I don't hear that.
Oh, he definitely. Well, I guess because he's so tiny. He's, like, 10 pounds.
Yeah.
He's definitely. Because I locked him out when I was talking to you.
Well, don't worry. I'm going to get you back to him very soon. One more thing. Tell me about just some of the goals you have going forward. I know it's kind of hard to make a lot of long-term plans right now because we just don't know a lot of things. But, you know, in the next couple of years, what are some of the things that you're trying to accomplish?
Ooh, what am I trying to accomplish? Well, I would say right now, so I'm a Beachbody member, but I should say I've never – like, I don't do any, like, the protein shakes or any of that. I just have the online membership for the workouts. But I've never actually fully completed, like, a program. So I'm doing the bar blend with my friends right now. So I'm hopefully the next 8 weeks going to finish this program. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, you can do it.
That's, like, my one thing right now. Like, going into the future, I eventually would like to lose more inches and get to my – I don't really want to say ideal weight or anything. Like, I've gone back and forth on this where I was, like, obsessed with the scale, and now I just weigh myself once a week. That I have an idea of like where I want to be, but honestly, I'm cool where I'm at. I'd like to lose more, and I'd like to be able to run maybe eventually. I have the app None to Run, so I'm working on. I want to run a 5K after all this.
Yeah.
It might be virtual, but I'd like it to be in real life with people. Maybe in the end, it might be virtual first, which is okay. I don't know. I just, in the end, I just want to be healthier and a better cook in the end. In the next, I don't know, say next 5 years.
No, it and sounds like time, a heck of a plan.
We'll see which goals I complete in the next 5 years. Some might take more time, but it's okay. Like, I think I posted the other day, like, some picture thing I found on Instagram or Pinterest that says, don't give up, great things take time. Any of the goals that we set, it's not going to be done in a week. It's not going to be done in a month. It might not be done in a year. That's what I realized from where I started last year. I'm like, I'm going to lose all this. And it's not going to go how your mind thinks it's right. going to go. Depends on how much you put in it. I like right now, I can't do all the exercise. So I'm trying to eat healthier. So I'm eating more vegetables. So maybe with the eating more vegetables and working out more often during like the times that early in the morning in between my students, I will lose inches, trying not to be like, I'm going to lose this many pounds. So that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Smart lady. I like where your head's at.
It took some time.
Damn straight. And if we get back to a point where we're doing 5Ks with the general public, maybe we'll even run one together. Who knows?
Who knows? I like that. I'm trying. I'm going to say I'm a really slow runner right now, but maybe by then I will be faster.
I'm telling you right now, I have mastered the walk / jog for a 5K, and let me tell you, it's not a bad place to be.
Hey, you get to smell the roses and the flowers like your dog. You don't have to go so fast. Take life one day at a time.
I think right there, that's the perfect place to end it. I don't know that we're ever going to get any better than that. I love what you said there. And so once again, if they want to get you on Instagram, break out of this box.
Yeah.
All right. Go follow her. Go say what's up. Get in the DMs. Say, yo, heard you on Gary's podcast. You are awesome, because that is what they are going to say. And follow her and check her out.
Thanks for having me, Gary.
Thank you so much. I'm glad that we finally got to do this, and I hope that the next time, like I said, we'll catch a workout, or we'll run a 5K or something. We're going to figure out something. We'll meet up, and we'll have a good time.
I like it. We're doing one of those, or we're going to sing karaoke. Don't forget, that's something else we have in common that we could do, and we can just dance as we go. It's a double workout.
Well, you know, who's to say that all three things cannot happen at some point? We'll spread them
out.
There
you go.
So there you go. Hang in there. Keep your head up. I know the times are crazy, but it's going to get better. And just keep doing what you're doing. And I will talk to you very soon. Matter of fact, you're going to get a text from me in just a moment, because I need some links from you. But other than that, have a great night. And thank you so much for coming to hang out on the podcast with me today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks, Gary. Have a good night. Go walk your dog tomorrow. Okay.
I will. Bye. And there you go, Victoria on the podcast. Great chat with her. Really enjoyed it. Go check her out again. Break out of this box on Instagram. And that's going to do it for me. Again, just really quickly, if you can, Apple Podcasts, leave a review for the podcast. Let people know why you like the show. What does it do for you, etc., etc. And that is going to do it for me for this week. And I will talk to you guys again very soon.